24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Hello, you're listening to Everyday Health here on Bashani Radio app, and I am your host, Nurse T. Today, I want to speak about depression. I do believe that depression is on the rise and it has a relationship to the coronavirus, aka COVID-19. I mean, everywhere we look, coronavirus is being mentioned. It's on the morning news, it's on the midday news, it's on the nightly news. Coronavirus is on our social media. Coronavirus is on billboards. Coronavirus is on the lips of the people that we speak with. Now, don't get me wrong. I do feel that it is important to be updated about coronavirus and in the know about how it affects, but I truly believe that depression is related to the coronavirus, and that particular issue is not being addressed. So today, I want to explain to you about depression, what the symptoms are, and what the treatments are. Now, I want you guys to know you have to take depression very seriously. Oftentimes, depression can lead to suicide if it is not diagnosed, if depression is not treated, and if depression is overlooked. So hopefully, someone will hear this broadcast, recognize that they're suffering from depression, and seek help. Okay, so a little bit about depression. Depression is when you are extremely sad. You're blue. You just feel sluggish. You want to stay in bed. You don't have a great appetite. You don't really feel social. You don't feel your usual happy self. Now, everyone has a period where they're feeling down, they're feeling exhausted, they're feeling not loved even. But the difference, what makes depression different from the common symptoms of feeling blue, the common feeling of feeling down, is that depression can last for a period of time. Depression lasts for a period of time. Now, oftentimes, you know, for example, you lose your parent, you're going through a divorce, or your kid didn't get the best grades in school. Those are issues that can cause someone to feel blue. Now, depression will kick in if you're feeling blue for a long time. If your appetite, if your sleeping habits, if your social engagements are being neglected or withdrawn from for a period of time, now this is what depression is. I also want to mention that with our young adults and teenagers, it's very important that we pay close attention to them as well. It's not just adults and seniors that are exposed to this corona plight, this information overload that is going on about corona. So imagine our young teenagers hearing and seeing the coronavirus and not actually knowing how to digest the information. So what ends up happening, or what can possibly happen, is they become overwhelmed. They become sunken in themselves or depressed. depressed because of this information overload related to the coronavirus. Now, I want to make mention that being able to identify depression in teenagers and young adults can be somewhat difficult because we all know that adolescents and teenagers, they have mood changes. They're trying to identify themselves and find who they are and establish their way. So we may associate their true signs of depression with, oh, that is normal. He's just antisocial right now. So it's important that you pay attention to our teens and our young adults to just know, just to be aware of how long their signs of depression or feeling down is going on. Because again, one of the main differences from depression to feeling blue, which is common, is the longevity of feeling blue. So again, with our adolescents, with our teenagers and our young adults, sometimes recognizing depression could be challenging because we will consider it as the normal growing pains. However, if those feelings of blueness or down or sluggishness last for a period of time, then one should become concerned about if this is a sign of depression. And if you suspect depression, I would urge you to set some time aside to speak with this young adult. Get them to talk about what's heavy on their heart, what's heavy on their mind. And I must tell you, it is going to be some work because often, you know, teenagers, they don't want to talk about what's on their mind, what's on their heart. You don't understand. You're ancient. But I can tell you, if you be persistent and you be diligent in getting that young person to talk, they will open up. Because honestly, they want to open up. They want to share what is on their heart that is burdening, what is weighing them down. They want that load off of them. They may not know how to express it. They may not know who they can share this with. So I encourage you, if you see these signs in a young adult, in a teenager, take the time to show them some love. And I'm not talking about on one day. This is something that you're going to have to do over a period of time, a week and a half. If you have not seen any change or any improvement in their mood after speaking to them, four or five times, I mean, you know, spending at least 30 minutes to an hour with them, you know, letting them know that you're there, you love them, and, you know, just showing support. If you have not seen improvement after you've been present, shown support, and offered support, I would recommend that you do seek some type of medical attention for that youth, for that young adult, for that teenager. And I cannot help but point out, because I want you guys to understand that depression is real and depression is linked to suicide. And depression can also be linked to homicidal tendencies. So what does that mean? Someone can be so depressed, so blue, so down that I not only want to take my life, but I want to take yours. I want to take all those kids in the school. I want to take all those people's lives that's sitting at the church during Bible study. Depression is real. And if addressed in advance, if addressed in enough time, it can be changed around. A person can live a healthy, normal life going forward. Now, when depression is present in the adult life, if you are in tune with your body, if you are in tune with your emotions, you will recognize the signs. Again, the signs for adults who suffer from depression. They don't want to eat. They prefer a dark area. They're not smiling. Their clothes are all frumpy. They're not really practicing personal hygiene. They're not showering. They're not combing their hair. They're not getting out to the nail shops or getting their beards trimmed. So the signs of depression for adults are a little bit different. But I tell you that if you see, if you recognize the symptoms of depression, you can pull yourself through it. You can do it by yourself, or you can do it with support of friends and family. Now, what they say, there's an old saying, if you want to do something fast, do it by yourself. But if you want to get somewhere far, you'll do it with help. So that is similar to the treatment of depression. Yes, you can do it by yourself. But if you want to resolve it fast and make sure that it does not reoccur, you will seek help. And again, if you are unable to get help, if you're not able to help yourself, and that's okay if you can't, because sometimes you can't help yourself. Sometimes you do need help. I would recommend, again, medical attention. Sometimes the treatment for depression is medication. Sometimes you will need something that is going to balance out your chemicals, balance out your hormones, something that will help you perk up, something that will keep your thoughts from being so negative all the time. And that brings me to just wanting to address the stigma that is associated with mental illness. Now, I personally believe that any mental illness, whether it's schizophrenic, depression, bipolar, mood disorder, borderline personality disorder, I personally believe that a mental illness is similar to cancer. And I care for patients just in that manner. I recognize that no one chose to have a mental illness, just like no one chose to have cancer. So I know sometimes the public like to look at people who are suffering from a mental illness and automatically believe that they may have caused that to themselves. They were doing drugs. They were shooting meth up. They were crackheads. You know, they drunk themselves into that situation. But I want you guys to know that that is not true for every situation. Everyone who suffers a mental illness is not a recovering drug addict or is not a current drug addict. And it's important for us to end the stigma that is associated with mental illness, because it prevents people, the stigma prevents people from seeking medical help. And when someone who is battling a mental illness don't get proper help, it can be gravely dangerous for that person and for our community. Okay, this is Everyday Health. I am your host, Nurse T, and I thank you for tuning in here on Bushani Radio App.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BushaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.